This is Alexander Micklethwaite. You are listening to CKUW 95.
Good morning. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Hello.
Oh, hey. Welcome to the Medicine Wheel of Music.
A great source for your favorite Métis and Aboriginal artists.
We are here in the heart of downtown at the University of Winnipeg.
And now, your host.
You're sloppy, they calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in bands, you riding around and I beat up jalopy.
Hey, go.
Bros wanna copy, but they are just not on me. I'm up in the club, stacking the dungeon, stuck in a lot. I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa.
Yeah.
You ain't heard of me?
Yo, good morning. Look at it on 3-1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg. This is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oja Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, and of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. Thank you very much for joining us today. I am Jesse James. Alongside me, the co-host with the most in his pants.
Bonjour, madame, messieurs. Bon, soup de jour.
Soup de jour, my friend. Tony Cini, everyone.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay, man. You know what? That's some interesting music that you're playing off there. Is it like...
Remember that? Remember these guys?
Is this like a Taco Bell ad or something? Or?
No.
I'm hot like sauce.
Hot like sauce. That's Enzo Amore there for you. Enzo Amore. Big Cass.
I was like, this sounds so familiar, you. Man.
Couldn't quite think of it.
No, I couldn't put my finger on it there or in it. So.
Or either. Either
yeah.
or.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, this is an old theme song. I remember House actually tried to bang it and totally forgot about it. But it was in the back of my brain thinking, oh, yeah, that was a good theme song.
That's the only thing you couldn't bang. Everything else?
Everything else. Anything with limbs.
Yeah.
Or heartbeat.
That moves.
Or eyelids. All right, we got a heck of a show today.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I want to start by saying thank you to everyone that participated for Fun Drive 2025.
Yep. For all 2 weeks, you suckers.
Yeah. I want to thank everyone for donating, not only to us, but to every other show that's a part of this conglomerate here at CKW Studio.
Mm.
Of course... You don't have to just stick to the Fun Drive period in order to donate. You can always go to the website, ckw.com or .ca, I imagine, and there's a donate button over around there somewhere. You can always just send it anytime you want. It'll always help us, too. So
yeah, that's right.
By all means, jump on that. Let's see what I got here. You know, I saw a final number. I don't know if this is a final number.
Okay.
But this number was up on the old... whiteboard.
Yeah, the big board.
And we got 53,620.
Damn, that's pretty good.
And our number that we want to hit is 60 G's. So very, very good. Very good. Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Especially compared to last year's. I think last year's, we only got up to around 42, I think.
Ooh.
And the goal has still remained the same for the past couple of years now.
Yeah, man.
Which is 60K, 60 racks, you know what I mean?
Stacks, man.
And so I think it just shows that, you know, people are kind of back now. People have money again, you know. They're not, the whole COVID thing is not, you know,
some
messing
people
us all
have
up.
Money.
Yeah, some people anyways, Jess, I don't know. But,
I need it. I want it.
Jesse's willing to do stuff for money, though, we tell you this.
Things.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of things.
But that's good, though. 53K, that's only like, you know, underneath 7K from the entire goal of the network and everything, which is awesome. And, no, that keeps everything going here. You know, here at the station, and I'm just glad we don't have to pitch it anymore until next year.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. I mean, I love it, but I don't love it.
It's always a show that you're kind of like, that it just sneaks up on you, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're just cruising through the year, And then all of a sudden, it's like you get the email from Rob, right? That email that says, "Hey, you guys, Fun Drive season's coming." It's like, holy smokes, already!
Dang,
you know. And we did it and everything. And I think we only got like one donation this year, and we actually had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, like that.
Like me, that I was saying there. The last show they were on a couple weeks ago. Apparently, we weren't even on air during the whole show. Like on the terrestrial radio, anyways. we were on air, I think online or something, but no, we were having some technical difficulties.
To be honest, everyone that I talked to that was listening, they were all listening to it online too, actually. It's funny you mention it. So maybe that is the way of the world, and if that is, then so be it. But
I think that is, man.
We can only reach out to so many people with the actual transmitter not really working for us, for our shift anyways. I'm not too sure how it was for the rest of the day.
I remember after the show was done, I went to go pick up my fam jam after this down at the old the Holy Church there.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on the radio just to see if it was back on yet, and it was still
static.
Static.
Is that what it was? Static, right?
Yeah.
I just don't even know.
I was kind of hoping
I love the place.
I was kind of hoping that, like, the... You ever watch that movie Signs, Mel Gibson?
Yeah, dude, I did.
There's that scene there where the kid's holding, like, a radio up, and you hear, like, these clicking noises, because it's, like, the aliens are kind of, like, communicating back and forth. I was kind of hoping that scene, like, that would have happened.
I can't dude. I can't take that.
Yeah.
I don't want to save the world. Not now.
Not again.
Not again. We got a terrific show for everyone today.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I got a little frog in my throat. Yep. Wait a second. Oh, never mind.
Mm.
I was going to turn it up, but it's just another ad. Wait a second.
Oh, man. R.I.P.
You know what? Did you hear the hoopla about this song?
No.
Our Lady Please played it at one of their Calgary shows, and it was the first time they've played it in like 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
They're touring right now, too, eh?
Yeah. They're going to be coming through the town, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? I mean, do you think it matters? Do you think that matters at all? It should be a song first before...
Well, I mean, if they
see no problem with it?
And if they performed it.
Right.
They did. And at the same time, like there's also lyrics with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
it's a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
It's not just a theme.
It's not like a...
I imagine it's on an album or something.
They didn't start the song with like, "Oh, this song's going out to Chris Benoit." You know what I mean? Like, they didn't start off with that. It's just a song that's in part of their catalog.
For those who don't know, I mean, we're just kind of talking about it. I mean, this is a song that was a theme song for Chris Benoit, a wrestler, during the not the Attitude, afterwards,
Ruthless Aggression.
Ruthless Aggression, the Toothless Regression.
Exactly, man.
I mean, aggression, Toothless Regression. Forget it. Anyways, he did some ungodly things to his family and this and that.
Things that Jess thinks about every Friday night.
And he's been erased from the history.
Yeah, no, they. And actually, you know what? Like the crazy thing too about like with not the crazy thing, but like you know now that WWE's moved over to Netflix. I was kind of wondering like if they would move everything over, and they moved all like the big pay-per-views and everything over, like WrestleMania. Or Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite WrestleManias is WrestleMania 20. Like, that card is pretty stacked, you know? And that main event is really, really good. The triple threat
I think it's one of the highly touted triple threat matches of all time.
Exactly. And also just the ending, of course, is just, like, it's so special, you know what I mean? With these two wrestlers who are really close with each other, Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit. And I thought, like, would they even, like, promote that match at all, you know, on Netflix? And it says on there, like, you know, Triple H, you know, defends his title against Chris Benoit and Shawn Michaels. And I was like, oh, they actually mentioned him on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't say just a random wrestler.
Yeah. They didn't say, you know, Triple H in a triple threat match or some of that, you know? So, but it's,
So he still lives.
Lives on, man.
The legacy still lives on. I mean, good, better, and different. He was a good wrestler. Very good wrestler.
And that's the thing too, man. Like the whole separating the artist from the art. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
it can be difficult.
In this case, like, it's the character and the person, you know what I mean?
It comes down to, I guess, also how bad was the art? You know, like, this is, like, the worst it could get.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a murder-suicide.
Yeah.
Which was what people remember about him anyways.
No excusing it, man. No excusing what he did.
So as opposed to, say, a... Michael Jackson or something.
Yeah.
Where allegations of so-and-so.
Yeah.
And his music still bumps pretty hard.
That so. Dude, isn't it?
And R. Kelly, I mean, we still hear that Ignition remix all the time.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
I seen a video on TikTok the other day where this guy's like, they're like, you know, some so-and-so, you know, teenagers and all this stuff. And R. Kelly's like, when you say teenagers, like, what age do you mean?
Oh, God.
And dude, the guy's like looking at him like, teenagers.
You know, still like, need some clarification on that.
It's like, R. Kelly, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah,
pal.
No doubt.
You know?
Just shut up. All right. Today, we got a great show. We got the newest and debut album of Sebastian Gaskin.
Ooh, cool.
We've heard of him in the past, and we've loved everything that he's actually put out. I mean, I've personally loved everything.
No, he's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And yep, he put an EP out a long time ago, and that's all we've really been hearing for the past little bit, last few years, was an EP with 4 or 5 songs on it, and then just singles kind of thrown out here.
Yeah.
But he actually put out an album.
Cool.
Which is what I'll be playing for you today. It's called Love Child.
Does this album have like a lot of the singles that he released?
To be honest, dude, the last year and a bit, he's been putting singles out.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard half this album already.
Yeah.
Like it has Song for Granny, which we've heard. I've heard Brown Man, Sherry Amore, and I've heard Ghost.
Is there Snake Hole
Medicine?
There?
No, that's actually part of that EP that we were talking about, which is actually a really good track.
I like that track.
One of the very few he put out. Anyways. Yeah. we've actually played, I mean, if you've been listening to every show, which I'm sure you have.
Of course you did.
That you've probably heard about half this album. But we're putting it all together. This is one great album here. Love Child 2025 just recently came out. Just super recent, actually, like cool. This week.
Wow.
So we're going to dive into that. We'll talk a little bit about last time we were here. Obviously, we did the fun drive last week, but there was a Super Bowl that we can maybe talk a little bit about.
Yeah.
Some other stuff going on in the sports we can chat about. I've been kind of wanting to poke your brain about some Yankee stuff, actually.
Oh, the facial hair thing?
Yeah. I think Vlad is actually on their radar right now. So a couple little things happening Yankee-wise. I mean, it's never a dull moment when it comes to New York Yankees, to be honest. And what else can we do here?
The Four Nations face-off, man.
Four Nations face-off.
Team Canada and USA.
There's a lot going on there. A lot of drama.
Yeah.
A lot of ego, a lot of everything when it comes to the Four Nation tourney. We'll tell you how that went. Oh, we got the weather coming up in about 50 mins, so stay tuned for that. We'll let you know how the week going.
Ladies.
It's going to be a good one. Hot one, ladies.
What else we got going on? Tell us, is there anything else you want to talk about, dude?
I would imagine a lot of the, a lot of our conversation can be centered around, like, you know, the Super Bowl and all that. I mean, there's not so much happening in the wrestling world right now. I mean, there's the Elimination Chamber next weekend, which maybe we can kind of briefly touch on, which we can kind of think, like, who's going to win, like, who's going to go on to face Cody Rhodes, you know? Because we now know who's going to face Gunther at WrestleMania.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
Did you happen to catch SmackDown by any chance?
I didn't. I wanted to because I knew The Rock was going to be there.
Yeah.
And all I seen was that how weird.
A lot of drama going on there.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Maybe we'll chat a little bit about that as well. Of course, here at the Venison Wheel of Music, here at CKW, you can be a part of the show. All right. Give us a call at 204-774-6877 if you want to hear a track. That's 204-774-6877.
And by the way, when Jesse says that you can call in and request a track, we mean that, man. Like, we always throw it out there, and we never get a call.
It's not like, I don't just say words.
Yeah, man.
I'm not just saying things because I like to say things, because I hate saying things.
No. I mean, like, who likes to say things, you know?
I hate saying things.
So please call in. If you have a track that you desperately want to hear, whether that's an Ernest Moniaz song, or if it's a Cher song, or if it's the Chris Benoit song again, you want to hear that one again, then we'll play it for you,
I'll play it.
And then we'll give you a shout out and everything. Because we love to hear from our listeners, man. At the end of the day, we're talking all about this fun drive stuff. It's you that why we come in here and just put our heart, our blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm. Mostly tears.
And other types of DNA all over the station.
All over the place. We need to clean it up. Okay, let's kick things off here.
Yeah.
All right. Love Child, Sebastian Gaskin, 2025. This is the album we're playing. Let's start with the number one song. All right? Ooh. Let's start with the number one song. We're going to go down from there.
Oh, cool. All
right. This first track is called Intro.
Oh, no way, man.
This is going to be lit.
Gaskin is an artist.
Intro, Sebastian Gaskin here on CKW. Blah, 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 blah. Turn it up.
I haven't seen you in a long while. You look so rested. Please, take a seat. Can I get you anything? It's so lovely to see you.
Yeah. the one you showed me. Not like the one you showed me. I wish that things had stayed the same. But now with the way it's going, now with the way it's going, I've played it back 100 times. I've told myself 1,000 lies. But still inside it you are fine. I don't know how to change it. That memory burned into my head. I prayed for better things instead. I really wish you weren't dead. But I'll just carry on with the show. Don't you know I'm a father domino? Breathing in, hope it helps, even though I know I won't. And they say these things take time. I don't need the snow and the rain on my face. I don't wanna fade away. Burn me out till I'm gray. I'm a product of the pain and the shadows in my mind. Shadows in my mind. Shadows in my mind. Shadows in my mind. I let myself fall to the floor. More than a couple times now. More than a couple times now. I've walked 100 different lives. I've heard 1,000 different cries. I've tried my best to run and hide. I don't know how to change it. I've talked with God and told him lies. I've acted on my foolish pride. I swear I'm living out of spite. I'll just carry on with the show. Don't you know I'm a fall of domino? Breathing in, hope it helps, even though I know I won't. And they say these things take time. I don't need the storm and the rain on my face. I don't want to fade away. Burn me out till I'm gray. I'm a product of the pain and the shadow. My baby, she a dancer. Yeah, my baby, she a cancer. And she got me so enamored. Yeah, she got the golden standard. And she hold me down when I'm touching roll. Give it to me dirty when I'm getting old. Give it to me straight when I'm making soul. I like character when I'm out the door. And she got me like, liquor brown. And I'm about to tell you how I feel right now. Cause lately I've been starving and I'm trying to eat. Sunday morning we be tangled in the sheets. Cause I've been on the road for like a couple weeks. And baby we ain't nothing but some lovers. And she got me like, down and needing help. It's you and me forever, baby, sickness and in hell. And you, sometimes it gets complicated. Stuck in miscommunication. Sometimes we get frustrated.
When a heart breaks in two and there's no one to heal it. When a love begins fading and both of you feel it. What do you do? What do you do?
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Medicine Wheel of Music. My name is Jesse. We got Tony over here.
Hey.
God.
Hey, wow.
We're listening to Sebastian Gaskin's Love Child album today. I hope everyone's enjoying that. You just finished off with Show Yourself, Medicine, Shadows, Safe, and we kicked it off with that banger intro.
Yeah, dude. Good album.
Good album.
I must say, good album so far.
Yeah, man. It's nice to the ears. It's pleasant. It's ear candy. Like that Kids in the Hall special. I'm sure we all know what that is. The Kids in the Hall movie, yeah. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Aleister Black, Root of All Evil.
Oof.
I heard Aleister Black's coming back. That's what I heard. I certainly hope he plays this song as his theme, though, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of complaints, from what I understand, in the back right now for WWE about their Deaf Rebel.
Yeah,
they're the ones who
right.
make a lot of the theme songs over there.
Yep.
It just sounds too generic for a lot of people.
And I am with the wrestlers on that one.
Really, truly.
Yeah.
It all sucks, dude. It all sounds like the same song.
Same song. Nothing like catches
you. Separates anything.
Yeah, nothing catches you whatsoever, man. And honestly, I have no idea who the hell these guys are. These Deaf Rebel
guys?
CFO or whatever. No, CFO was the before this one.
The better ones,
yeah.
Right? CFO, there's a money sign somewhere in there. I don't know what it's...
But no, Deaf Rebel is... other than the Roman Reigns like song... Which I think they kind of put like their stamp on a little bit, like that. Other than that, like that's the only one that I like truly. Like I don't know. Other than that, like there's no songs there that catch me, man.
Sorry for Deaf Rebel.
For Deaf Rebel.
Okay,
yeah
absolutely. I 1,000 times guarantee.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah. Guarantee. Agree. CFO, when they were a part of the WWE brand, they came up with some amazing themes. Let me give you some of the themes right off the top of my head. You got this Aleister Black track.
Really
Tommaso Ciampa's track, which I thought was really good.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura's track.
Oh, dude.
They came up with...
and they completely bastardized, like, Deaf Rebels, completely bastardized Shinsuke's song.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's terrible now.
Bobby Roode's. Glorious.
Yes.
So you can hear such... I mean, you can hear a difference between every guy. Everyone has their own...
like their own sound.
Individual sound. That's exactly it.
Yep.
That's exactly it. And then you get hear some of the stuff today, and it's just a couple keys are different from one guy to the next, and that's about it.
Like it matches like their character too. You know what I mean? Like that's what ultimately an entrance song is supposed to be. It's supposed to match who the character is, and that's what whenever you watch like Jim Johnson, the original guy who created all the songs back in the Attitude Era, did all like you know Steve Austin's and The Rock's and all that kind of stuff. And there was like, I remember, like, I forget which song he was creating, but he was like, he had a guitar. He was like playing. He's like, you know, this character, he's like this big character. So you kind of want to like, you kind of want him to walk to it. You know what I mean? So he's playing. And it was just like.
Yeah, something like that.
It was just like, man, see, that's what a music creator for these artists are supposed to be like, or these characters. And it just seems like Deaf Rebel, they're just. Creating tracks like as if they're like Kanye West making tracks and you know producing them whatever you know and then just like oh here's one
doesn't sound like a whole lot of creativity is going into it in the first place right it's like they're tossed an idea like the name of a guy they're like hey we got Joe Schmo we want to think of a theme song all right well I'll play a heavy D and then maybe I'll go to a C and then there's nothing there creatively
and one of the reasons why a certain wrestler has been so hot over this past year is because of their song, and that's Joe Hendry.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, wow. Hey.
Like, Joe Hendry's song, like, even I listen to it every now and then. I'll throw it on Spotify, and I'm just like, say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Well, let's give everyone a little taste of this, exactly. Because it's been a minute since I even heard it. But this is a prime example.
Amen. He appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause you love him in London and Paris and Tokyo. America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Cool, right?
And the thing about this, I think he created this himself. Like, I'm pretty sure this is Joe Hendry who created this.
Wow.
And the whole wave your hands from side to side, like, he gets the crowd to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he gets the crowd to, like, react to and interact with his music.
That's what you have to do.
And you can't do that with the Def Rebel songs. And, you know, like, nothing connects the crowd with it, you know? It's just some random music that you just can't really, you know, get or whatever. You know, I'm trying to figure out a word where it's like you can't.
It's wordless. It's just generic rock. End of the
day,
to be
honest,
dude.
Generic. That's
it's
exactly
just,
it. Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, cookie cutter chords, and that's it.
You know when you have like music that's like license free, where you can use it, like say like on Windows Media Movie Maker or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's like these safe music you can use without getting, you know, copyrighted or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what their music sounds like.
Samples, just
yeah,
samples.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what their music
and
sounds
like. And you're supposed
like
to build around those, but instead they're just using them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
actually the most like
Def Rebel.
The most like famous sample music there is Hardy Boys music. Like there's that track is like just random license free song.
Well, you hear it at all the like sporting events.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, damn.
Yep.
Hardy Boys track's playing right now. It's kind of weird because you don't hear about any songs kind of like that playing over sporting events. Once in a while, you may hear a Stone Cold. So just because. Sebastian Gaskin is the guy that we're playing today. Love Child's the album, the debut album, as a matter of fact. Like I said earlier, we've been listening to a lot of his stuff for a long time, and they've all been kind of singles, EPs that he's tossed out. But this is first. This is the first time he's actually putting the full album out.
Cool.
Fuses his culture with R&B, rock, pop music. Let's see, if you haven't heard about Sebastian Gaskin, let me hit you with a little bit of a bio. Award-winning Toronto-based multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter and producer Sebastian Gaskin. He gets comfortable with the first, he gets comfortable with the outcome. Then he gets to work sculpting his experience into a song.
Yes.
It's the mark of an artist unafraid to look deeply into themselves.
Mm.
In the process, creating a sonic offering designed to embrace our many broken pieces, while reminding us that love and vulnerability are acts of resistance.
Nice.
This isn't quite the biography I was expecting. You don't really know anything about the guy, but let's continue. Intentionally genre amorphous. Ooh. Gaskin's music lends itself to a bold intuition and gut instinct, at once conjuring the timeless spirit of Bill Withers,
ooh,
and the musical virtuosity of John Mayer, with the mischievous wordplay of Post Malone and Pro Era.
Okay, well, come on.
A dynamic producer and arranger, Gaskin's ear for collaboration and undeniable earworm has led them to work with Evan Miles of DVSN, Ren for short, just to name a few, and Milano. I guess Milano, it could be an Evan Milano, or his name's just Milano, I don't know, from Iconapop.
Sure, yeah.
Never heard of him. To reimagine the potential of each genre they explore, racking up 563,500 streams across Canada and playing venues and festival stages around the world, he supported artists ranging from Common to T-Pain.
Hey.
Sebastian's forthcoming debut album will be released. That is this, that is that. And here we are. For more information on Gaskin, just go to his website, sebastiangaskin.com.
Bill Withers, he's the ding, 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 lean on me. That guy?
Oh, yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, you know your style. You know you're Bill Withers. Eh?
Yeah, that's I'm a big Wither. Withers?
Ain't no sunshine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Stuff like that. Lean on me. Grandma's hands. You heard of Grandma's hands?
Honestly, I don't know if I heard that one.
Dude, it's a good track. It's a good track.
Oh, yeah. It's the No Diggity song, yeah. Or the sample.
The sample. All the good stuff is from previous good stuff. That's the way it works. All right, we'll let that ride.
We're starting to see songs like of this generation starting to be sampled of songs that already have samples of other songs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Can you think of any examples off the top of your head?
What is Lotto's song? Her big track that
Lotto?
She had? Yeah.
I don't know who Lotto is.
She's like that rapper girl.
Lotto.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna YouTube her real quick. Lotto as in Lotto.
Yeah, big energy.
Oh, okay.
So that's a sample of a sample of a sample.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's going to continue as long as music exists.
Yeah. How come anyone samples Mozart? You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Is he untouchable?
He pretty much is by the sound of it. You know? No one's ever going to try that by the sound of it. They don't know what kind of backlash it'll get. Maybe one day they'll go back into the, I don't know, what year was that?
The Mozart maniacs will get too crazy. And I consider myself a Mozart maniac, man. You know?
There should be more samples of Mozart, for sure. Yeah. Or Bach. Yeah. Or so on and so forth. Trust me, I know my classical.
Reibach.
What do we got here? Corner two. There's not a whole lot. I was going to save some of the sports talk.
Yeah, let's...
Let me mention a little something real quick that I came across. What?
Oh, Siri's listening.
Siri's always listening. Shut your mouth, Siri. Let's do a little Diddy talk.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah? Diddy's lawyer quits his defense team. Quote unquote, under no circumstances can I continue.
Wow.
I
didn't hear this part.
No, you didn't,
I didn't hear this, no.
I don't know what more to say about it other than this man probably came across some information that was heinous and probably decided, yeah, I'm not going to be a part of this thing, actually. I think, and I don't really know, I'll have to double check it. I believe this was the man who was defending Osama bin Laden at one point.
Okay, so this man is willing to defend the guy who orchestrated the most destructive terrorist attack on North American soil with 9/11.
Yeah.
Then, and not just 9/11, there's also the bombings in Africa that he did. He also did the 93 bombing of World Trade Center. That guy.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you know what? I'll stick up for this guy. When it comes to Diddy, though.
When it comes to Diddy, he's like, I'm going to sit this one out.
You know what? You're by yourself there, pal.
You got a lot of people around you. You'll be fine. I think they're smart enough to get you out of this hot mess.
Wow. Holy smokes. Maybe he just... I don't know, man. That's wild, man. And also kind of tying it to, like... Because now, like, this whole thing is just a spider web that reaches out to different artists and everything. Because now, even, like, Jay-Z is a part of all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I
don't hear a lot about it, but
yeah, and not to get too far away from the point with his lawyer and everything, but I just read that Jay-Z apparently has already spent like over $20 million defending himself.
Jay-Z?
In lawyer fees, yeah, because of that whole accusation of, you know, sexual assault and everything against one of the teenagers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, it just, like, all these guys that, especially Jay-Z, like, who I really looked up to in terms of his music and everything.
Great tracks.
And it's just
president.
It's like I can't even listen to his music anymore without.
Really, eh?
Yeah, man.
You can't separate the art.
That's the thing, man. Like, that, it's so hard to do that, man. You know? And
we don't even know, no. I mean, Diddy, we know.
Well, especially with Jay-Z, it's kind of like, well, you...
Is it obvious
to you? Supposed to be, you know, guilty or innocent, whatever.
Till proven guilty?
Yeah, till proven guilty.
Yeah.
And... and it's kind of funny too, like, his first album is called Reasonable Doubt, and it's like, you need to be like, you know,
it's like the writing is right on the wall for us.
Yeah.
And we're not even really, yeah, you gotta open our eyes.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
So it's just interesting, but why was the Diddy guy, like, what was,
yeah, you know, what Anthony, I don't know too much about Anthony Rico, notified the judge of his intent to withdraw and said there are sufficient reasons protected by lawyer-client privilege. Quote-unquote, although I have provided Sean Combs with the high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs. He declined to go into specific details as to why he was leaving Diddy's legal team, but he did note it followed discussions with the music mogul's lawyer, Mark Agnifilo. So... I guess he has multiple lawyers, obviously, trying to get him out of this hot water. But
he probably has, like, a whole...
I imagine they came, like, across some information, and they're like, God, dude, this is ridiculous. I'm not even gonna
touch
this.
And also, like, there's probably the information that they probably found out is probably so, like, disgusting, and, like, I don't know how I can defend this, you know what I mean? Like,
morally.
Yeah, morally. But I mean, if he's defending Osama bin Laden.
Morally. No, you heard me. Yeah, he has priorities. There is some moral compass in there, and this stopped him.
3,000 dead on 9/11, but hey!
But hey, this. Diddy is currently facing, by the way, more than 30 civil lawsuits, awaiting a federal criminal trial on sex trafficking racketeering, scheduled for May 5th. If convicted, Diddy faces life in prison. He's pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges lodged against him after a September 24 arrest. He remains incarcerated without bail. So wow. Remember the bail thing when he was trying to get out? He was just throwing money at everyone. He was like,
"That's
like,
right,
no,
yeah,
dude.
That's right."
They're like, "No, you stay behind bars."
Didn't he like put up like $50 million or something?
Some crazy amount of money. Yeah. Some crazy amount of money. Prosecutors said Diddy used his power and prestige in the entertainment industry to intimidate, threaten, and lure women, often under the pretense of a romantic relationship. Mm. Blah, 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 yada, yada. I mean, I'm sure everyone's kind of aware of how sick this kind of
gets. Is going to be a wild Netflix documentary when it first all...
Oh, yeah.
And all this is finally all wrapped up and finished. Like, Netflix is probably already, like, doing something already. About
a documentary?
Yeah.
Dude, if you're a big Tubi fan,
yeah.
You can go on there, and it has, like, the rise and fall of Diddy. Mm-hmm. Part one, part two, and part three right now on that thing. Awesome. So they're busting out. Someone is out there busting out documentaries of some kind. Just putting stuff together and kind of making something out of nothing.
One of my favorite artists, who I'm glad he's not a part of all this, is 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And he's like...
He mocks the whole thing.
He mocks the whole thing because he's been calling out like this, like from day one. Like, yeah. He's been like calling these guys out. And but apparently he's like working on a documentary called Diddy Do It and all that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And it's like... He keeps teasing him. Like, he's like, oh, this is going to be coming out soon. And I was like, well, dude, release it, man.
Just drop it. It's like the Epstein list.
Strike when the iron's hot, man, you know?
It never actually comes out.
It's like detox.
That is like detox. You know what I mean? Like, he learned from the best.
This is 50 Cent's detox, man. It's Diddy Do
It. It's the Diddy Do It. Okay, but what else are we going
to do? It's interesting to see like these artists that are kind of like associated with Jay-Z, then Diddy and even Beyonce, you know, like people are hitting on her just because she's associated with these guys. I mean, because she's obviously the wife of Jay-Z, so it's like she's just getting a lot more hate than she probably would have normally get, especially with the whole winning the best country album and all that stuff. And
how about that? Like, wasn't there a halftime show that she did? It wasn't for a Super Bowl. It was Kendrick. But damn, there was another game. Might have been like a... It was a halftime show for when NFL games were on Netflix. It was their first showing.
Oh, yeah. It was the Christmas one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
and she did a halftime show for it. And it was pretty like... kind of over the top for just it being a regular season.
Yeah, because she came out in like a carriage, big white carriage with horses and everything.
Yeah, just like so, like attention seeking. That's what it kind of seemed like, right?
Yeah.
And then it continues with
I've never been like not just to pile on Beyonce or anything. I've never been like a biggest Beyonce fan to begin with, you know? Not to say that I'm like reveling in the fact that she's still getting all the success and this admiration by getting awards and everything.
Yeah, so, she's not quite in the hot seat.
No, not at all. But it's just like because of the association with Jay-Z and Diddy and all that stuff, like she's kind of not seen as like in the most,
She's also considered just guilty by association a little bit.
Yeah, it's almost like she doesn't have her hands clean anymore. You know what I mean? That's kind of what she's kind of looked at now. And I hope she doesn't have any type of association with that kind of activity at all. I mean, because ultimately these are people these are artists that people look up to, you know, Beyonce. It sucks. I mean, we never really know who these people are.
Yeah.
You know?
End of the day.
And it's the same thing with like myself. I admire a lot of athletes, you know, I admire Matt Sundin and Derek Jeter and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I don't know these people.
What do they do behind closed doors?
Exactly, man. You know, like what kind of skeletons they got in their closet? You know,
out of those guys, the ones you just named,
which
one has more of a chance to have some type of,
Alex Rodriguez is one of them. Yeah. I think that would probably have some pretty messed up stuff because Derek
some
Jeter
skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, Derek Jeter's is pretty private guy,
pretty clean.
Yeah, but he. It's not like he had his fair share of drama or anything, but he's just like, he's one of those guys who like seems to have a head on his shoulders when it comes to kind of avoiding this kind of stuff, you know? And it's the same thing with like 50 Cent. Like 50 Cent, he like, he's obviously he'd known about all this stuff that Diddy and Jay-Z and all that stuff are going, you know, did and all that stuff. But it's like he wasn't getting involved with that at all, mm-hmm. you know. And it's probably the same thing with Derek Jeter, because he shortstop for the New York Yankees, and all these artists are from there, you know. And it's he's obviously knew what kind of lifestyle that these guys lived, but he wasn't necessarily involved with them,
right.
you know. So, but I mean. Like I said, you don't know exactly who these people are.
I remember there was a bit of a quote, or he was talking, 50 Cent, by the way, was in an interview, and he was talking a little bit about Puff and mm-hmm. how when they first started hanging out, he thought he was a little weird or what have you. And I think he said something along the lines of, yeah, when I first met the guy, you know, he asked me to go, like, shopping with him. And that's when I kind of knew something was up with this guy. And it's just like, it seems pretty, like, not really... all that dangerous.
So the thing,
but I mean, I'm wondering where he was coming from with something like that.
So Diddy, like, obviously has like the whole sex trafficking thing, but like I've seen like he also like, are people accusing him of also being a homosexual?
You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
But he's also like married to Amory or what? No, what was her name again? Is it Amory?
I don't know if it's Amory. That doesn't sound.
It was like some random artist. I think I forget what one it was.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick.
I think it's like one thing. Just
Puff Diddy wife.
Yeah.
All right, let's look around. Kim Porter. That's probably not the one you're talking about.
No.
One thing. I know what song you're talking about, though. I mean, obviously, yeah, J-Lo, who was a part of the thing. Cassie,
that's who it is.
Cassie.
No, Cassie, she sang that... Me and You, I think it is.
Me and You, yeah.
That track.
Good jams, by the way.
I mean, she's actually pretty good
artist. If we could separate the artist and the art real quick, he could produce some good songs.
And that's the thing, too, with Cassie, is like, even though she's the wife of Puff Daddy, she doesn't necessarily have like the same kind of taint as Beyonce has.
True.
And that's only because... I mean, Cassie was a victim of the abuse from Puff Daddy. There's videos of her like literally kicking her.
Beating her.
Yeah.
Ray Rice in her.
Pretty much, dude, man. Kareem Hunt, you were on the list of NFL stars, man, you can name. So
he's got a Hall of Famer. He's going to have a bus.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Let's go from old news with Beyonce to new news real quick.
Oh, here we go.
You ever heard of Doechii? I've been on a Doechii tip the last couple weeks. Doechii's a new artist. She actually won Best Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys.
No.
I'm going to play a little track real quick before the weather. This is Denial is a River, one of her singles that came off of this album.
Actually, I think I might have heard it.
Yeah. And she brings a wonderful new flow to the scene.
Mm.
And she's part of TDE, which is affiliated with Top Dog Entertainment, affiliated with Kendrick and, you know, Absol and Schoolboy Q and all them. And they praise her pretty hard. And from what I understand, Tyler, Creator, he had a quote just recently. He was like, I just listened to Doechii's album. As soon as I heard Catfish, I said to myself, I am nothing.
You know, like, really?
Yeah. He's like, compared to this time. So very, very high praise to a Grammy Award winning guy like Tyler, the Creator. This is Denial is a River by Doechii. It gives you a really nice, like... nice salt and pepper type of flow. And I said this to Pascal the other day. It's so nice to come across a female artist right now in the rap game who isn't always talking about...
their coochie.
Yeah. Their vajay or getting money or S&D all the time or something like that. So this is a...
I was going to say, like, I really like Megan Thee Stallion's flow and everything.
Yes.
Because I think she's a phenomenal rapper.
I agree, dude.
Just a phenomenal... but... you listen to her tracks over and over again. It's like she's singing about money, her, you know, the vajayjay and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like, can you rap about like how you're dealing with fame?
Sure.
You know,
right?
how you're dealing.
Or just the growing up or something like that.
Maturity and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's always about sex.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, dude. I mean.
It sells, buddy.
It sells and I get that. Yeah. But Jesus. Yeah. Jesus HC.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to this real quick. This is Denial is a River by Doechii. And then we're coming back with a little bit of that weather.
Ooh.
So stick around. You listen to the messy wheel of Muzak. Alright.
Okay. Platinum record this, Bible record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in a gang, but I'm always on set. This watch drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what beef? I need a
cleanse, need a detox, but we ain't got time to stop. The charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green and honestly, I can't even cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No, it's a...
No?
It's a natural plan.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't think...
You want to talk about it?
I like pills, I like drugs, I like getting money, I like strippers, I like to fuck, I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood, I like doing Hollywood, snorted Bollywood, what can I say, the works, it feels good, and my self-worth set an all-time low, and just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I owned, whoopsie, made a oopsie, $100,000 oops made me loopy, I ain't a killer, but don't push me, don't wanna have to turn a dick of guts into soup.
Whoa. Okay, Doshi. We don't want to revert back into our old ways. So we're going to try a breathing exercise, okay? All
right, we're...
When I breathe, okay. You breathe. All right? Let's go.
Boom.
Dang, dude.
Welcome back.
That was pretty good.
Medicine Wheel of Music. That's Doshi by Denial is a River on her... Alligator Bites Never Heal album. And that's what that is. That's the flow. That's a flow right there.
Dude, that, you know what that sounds like to me, man? That sounds like hip-hop to me, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
That sounds like a hip-hop song through and through, and I gotta tell you, I loved it, man.
Really, eh?
That's the first time I heard that, and dang, that was a good song.
Dude, and part of that Grammy show, she actually performed, and she played that and this Catfish song, and people were... up on in their seats, just clapping it out and letting her know that they really loved it.
Cool. So she, that's awesome.
She blew everyone away with it, which is awesome, too.
She reminds me of a, like a Ice Spice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like the way... Wow, so...
You know what I mean? That's...
Because she's... All right.
I'm talking to Glorilla.
Wait.
Sexy Red. Some, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
All right, here we go. Look at the whether you like it or not, coming at you right here. Now this is the weather. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. You're right, Tone. She does remind me of those artists. A couple of sponsors today. Of course, we've got Goblin Energy Drink. Do you want it to look bigger? We'll drink a Goblin Energy Drink and watch it grow. Another sponsor we have here. Let me see the papers.
Papers everywhere here.
Roses.
My goodness.
Sponsored by Roses. No.